The NHL draft happened this past weekend. Mike Knuble, former East Kenwood Falcon, University of Michigan Wolverine, wing, and many other stops, including the Olympics in Italy. Currently assistant coach with Ben Simon for the Wings top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. He's standing by live on the Meyer guest line. And Mike, before we get rolling, man, what about the start of that draft for University of Michigan hockey?
It's pretty unprecedented, I think. It's pretty crazy, actually. I mean, that one, even if it's any junior team, any, you know, at any level, any sport, football, basketball, baseball, doesn't matter. Like, to have four guys from that are all attending the same college is absolutely, I don't know if it'll ever be duplicated, because just to get that amount of talent in one spot at that age and all be around the same age is just pretty extremely impressive.
The Michigan hockey program, and I know you played there with Red, but with Mel Pearson, has continued. What is it that the program's to the point that they're cranking out for the first five NHL first round draft picks?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all the guys have a little bit of a history, you know, there. You know, Owen Power went number one. You know, he's a Toronto kid and played in Chicago in the USHL before that. But like Matty Beniers, who went two, was supposed to go to Harvard, but since Harvard didn't play, he ended up switching off to Michigan, coming to Michigan. Luke Hughes, who went, I forget what he went exactly, four or five. Like, he, you know, obviously with Quinn Hughes being there, and they've grown up pretty much around Toronto and Detroit playing for the program. Then Kent Johnson is another BC kid who Michigan's had a huge hold on BC and the BCHL out west there for a number of years. Even when I played there, you know, Brendan Morrison, who came from the BC League, and they've always drawn very well from out there. So for them to get the top player that was in British Columbia a couple of years ago and have them come to Michigan is not a big stretch either. So these guys aren't random. There's history with some of them and how they got here. And each has a little backstory of how they got here, got to Michigan.
And now, will all of them come back for what should be an unbelievable final year at Michigan, or more time in Ann Arbor? When you look at Power, when you look at Beniers, when you look at Hughes, when you look at Kent Johnson, are they coming back or are they all moving on?
Well, they're certainly talking that way, you know, that they're all coming. Luke Hughes isn't even there yet, you know, and so he's still got to get in there and enter. But so you can count him for sure being an incoming freshman. The other three, I think it's just from what they've been saying before the draft, they're coming. I mean, they you know, they get a rookie max deal if they want to come out now, but you know, whether they, and if they go to, if they can't make the NHL team, they'll end up in the American League, and so that might be more desirable, just them wait a year and play another year in Michigan and feel like they've got a little bit of unfinished business due to the fact that the team was shut down you know, on the way into the national tournament due to COVID, and the team was literally yanked from the tournament. So I think that is a big reason. It would be a big pull for all three of them to go back there and feel like, hey, we've got some unfinished business, and we thought we were going to make a run last year. Now here we are, a year older, a year wiser, a year stronger, that we got an even better team than we did last year. So, and then throw Hughes in there as an incoming too. So, right now I got to believe they all seem to be coming back. But things change, and teams get to their players and talk to them and chat them up a little bit. But I might be able to sway them, but I see right now the gut feeling is probably all coming back.
Yeah, three of the first five played at Michigan. Luke Hughes was on his way in for the first five draft picks. So I'm watching the NHL draft. I actually texted you and said, this is unbelievable. I didn't see this coming. And then there are the Wings after four of those five Michigan connections go in the first round, and the Wings go big with a defenseman out of Sweden, where the Wings have enjoyed incredible success drafting the Swedes.
Yeah, there's a ton of them over there right now, you know, and so these guys, they like to stay over there for a little while. Like, a lot of them aren't in a big, real hurry to get over here and play. They're very comfortable to play in Sweden. I think the organization is as well, because it is such a well-run Swedish Elite League is a fantastic hockey league, and I happen to play over there during a 2004 lockout and have seen it firsthand, and they do a great job over there with their coaching, their development, and the skill development and stuff. So those guys are very comfortable there. They're treated really well, and they like the feel of that league. They actually do a ton of training. They train really hard in the summertime which is a little bit different than pros might take some time off or whatever, but these guys go all the time. They might get 2 weeks off in the summertime, but they go all year. And so I think, you know, if you're a GM and or you're a development guy and you have a player playing in Sweden and playing in the Swedish Elite League, then you're pretty happy that he's there. And then you just really want to convince him to come over when you feel like he's got a true shot to make the big club.
You know, Simon Evanson, 6'4", about 200 pounds out of Frölunda, which is a Wings pipeline in Sweden. He goes at number 6, and then Stevie Y traded up, and there is a goaltender from the WHL who steps in at 6'6", 210, Sebastian Kosa. So when you look at Nedeljkovic and you look at what Stevie Y's done in the last week, his goalies may be set up for the next 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, you made that trade there, you know, trading the Jonathan Bernier to Carolina there, and so that's certainly a move for now, you know. And then again, you know, you have a goalie too in Keith Petrozelli, who's still up in Quinnipiac playing there, and you have Kosa here, who was their second pick, number 15 overall, and so you have him. So I mean, that goalies take a long time, and you know, this kid, if he's drafted in 20. You know, in 21 here, I mean, you know, 23, 24, he might be challenging for something in Grand Rapids. And then if he's really good, you know, get through Grand Rapids quickly. But, you know, these guys are going to take a long time. They need to develop. And so, you know, they have a couple more years in junior and then see how they go and how they leave junior. So goalies take a long time. We saw that with Jared Coro, who was a goalie in Grand Rapids a couple years ago, 2017, when Grand Rapids won. He came out of Northern Michigan, and he's about 6'6". And they take some time, you know, and big goalies take a lot of time. That's the trend, right? You're not even really going to look at a goalie unless he's 6'3 or 6'4, unfortunately, for goalies in the NHL these days. But the trend is giant goalies, 6'4, 6'5, 6'6. But they do take time because they're long and they're lean, and they got to put on some strength and work on their quickness. But the tools are there, and obviously that height is something you can't teach or develop. It's there, and so that's what the trend is these days. So Detroit certainly got theirs at pick number 15.
Yeah, so Stevie Y, before the draft, they make that deal where it looked like a steal with Carolina to get Alex Nedeljkovic, and here's a guy that was one of the better goaltenders in the league, wasn't always out there playing, but now he'll step in, be the number one guy for at least 3-4 years, and then Kosa, you'll get the handing of the torch 5-6 years down the road. It really is when you get Letty, who was added to the mix, and we talked to Ben Simon about him on Friday, some of the pieces that Stevie Y has put together here since the season ended, especially in the last week, 8 days, really is setting the Wings up. For you're starting to see the blueprint, Michael. You are.
Yeah, I take that again. This takes time, and it's calculated. There's little pieces every now and then, and you're not going to be able to change out 5 or 6 things, but you add 2 or 3, and then probably add a couple here. You know, Stahl signs back on defense, which, you know, obviously he's kind of grabbed a spot, and they're very happy what he does for not only the team, but helping with the young guys. So they're really happy with Mark Stahl and bring him back for another year. And, you know, that was a piece that was added previously the year before. But, you know, it's 2 or 3 pieces here in the draft before, and then maybe you do a piece or two here during free agency. And then you hope the young guys, you know, healthy Tyler Bertuzzi comes back, and Dylan Larkin keeps progressing, and Jacob Vrana comes in and gets a whole season in. So it's, you know, there are little parts that keep going and going. So it's just, it takes a while, and you never know. You never know what's up Steve's sleeves. I mean, he may have a real, a blockbuster deal that he's working on. You never know. So not that that's going to swing things that quickly all the time, but again, the people should be encouraged by little pieces that get added in, and like we've all talked about, it takes a little time.
Former East Kenwood Falcon hockey player onto the University of Michigan into the NHL with incredible stops, including one as a champion with the Wings to the Olympics to now an assistant with Ben Simon with the Wings top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins here on the west side of the state, talking about the NHL draft over the weekend and also some of the moves by Stevie Y. Michael, thank you for the update, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Now, isn't your son, before I let you go, isn't he on a U18 select team playing overseas in a national tournament or worldwide tournament?
My son calls. So it's the Linka Gretzky tournament. So United States USA Hockey's national under 18 team. So he just left today, and they're on their way over to Czech Republic and Slovakia, and over there. Actually have a little training camp in Newark, New Jersey for a couple of days, then I'll go over there and play. So it's kind of the starting group for the next round. You know, the draft just finished literally Friday and Saturday, and so this is the next crop, where the next crop starts to begin to form, and scouts will be over there and making their lists and try and figure it out. So like Germany, there's like Germany, Russia, Finland, Sweden, obviously Czech, obviously Slovak. I feel like I'm forgetting one more, maybe Austria or something, but they're all over there, and this is the next crop of all kids born 2004 birth year, and the next crop of the next group, that you might see a year from now being, and we might be talking about some of these guys next year.
Maybe talking about one Cole Knubel. Will the games be on TV on any of the cable networks?
Not on cable. They're streamed somewhere, and I don't have it right in front of me, but it's called the Gretzky Linka tournament from Slovakia and Czech Republic. And if you look hard enough on your computer, hard enough Facebook, you can find it, or on Twitter, you can probably find where that is. But, I don't know if the NHL network is covering it. I doubt it, but it's certainly, the boys are excited. Cole's been very excited to make this team and be asked to go, and he's thrilled. So, he's fired up. And we're kind of glad to get him out of the house and get him on his way this morning. He was ready to go.
That's fantastic. I know you and your wife and family are very proud. Mike, thanks for the NHL update and the update on Cole Knubel overseas, okay?
All right, thanks, Huge. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike Knubel joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network.